Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 23, Johannesburg en Emalahleni 21, Tzaneen 24 grade. Action SA sê dit lyk asof die DA sy belofte terugtrek om president Cyril Ramaphosa aanspreeklik te hou vir die Palapala skandaal. Avil Trollop van Action SA het gereageer op die DA se federale raad voorsitter Helen Zille se opmerking oor die DA wat nie sal stem vir 'n ampsklag teen 'n president waarvoor hulle gestem het nie teen sy nuwe bewyse na vore kom.
If the president has nothing to hide about Palapala, why does he not just go for the investigation to clear his name? At the moment, there is a lot of speculation around what happened there, and there's a prima facie case that he has to answer. And this needs to be done because we as a nation saw what happened when we turned a blind eye to Nkandla.
EFF-leier Julius Malema verskyn vandag in 'n Oos-London Landdroshof in die Oos-Kaap. Dit hou verband met aanklagte dat hy na bewering in 2018 'n vuurwapen afgevuur het by die EFF se 5de herdenkingsvierings. Malema is aangekla van die oortreding van die wet op vuurwapenbeheer na die afvuur van 'n geweer op 'n openbare plek. Die Good Party sê hy ondersteun die jongste voorstelle soos vervat in die konsepdokument van die voorneme van die regering van nasionale eenheid. Die Good Party se sekretaris-generaal, Brett Herron, sê die party het die verklaring onderteken na 'n vergadering onlangs tussen Good en die ANC se onderhandelingsspan in Johannesburg.
We propose that the statement of intent also include a commitment to a social safety net in the form of adequate social security and to addressing spatial transformation. We were encouraged to see that the ANC's team included these proposals, and we thus concluded that there was nothing in the document that would preclude Good's participation in a national dialogue.
Die nuut verkose premier van KwaZulu-Natal, Tami Ntuli, word vandag in Pietermaritzburg ingehuldig. Ntuli is die provinsiale voorsitter van die EFF en is Vrydag met die stem van die ANC, EFF, DA en die Nasionale Freedom Party verkies. Die woordvoerder van die EFF, Mlengo Hlengwa, is oortuig Ntuli sal sy mandaat van die party kan uitvoer.
His experience, knowledge and expertise as somebody who is going to be able to take forward the province for the better.
Die kommissie van geslagsgelykheid is bekommerd dat jong mense nie 'n groot genoeg rol speel in die hoofstroom ekonomie nie. Junie is jeugmaand, woordvoerder Javu Baloyi.
The Commission for Gender Equality through various research reports have identified and have also seen that issues such as teenage pregnancy, suicide, gender-based violence, unemployment and other ills are the reality that the youth of today are faced with.
En ons sluit af met nog nie sy die buiteland en minstens 11 migrante is dood en 60 ander word vermis nadat 2 bote aan die suidelike kus van Italië gesink het. Die Duitse liefdadigheidsorganisasie Rescue Ship sê hy het maandag 51 mense van 'n sinkende boot gered. Ek is Chanel September, meer nuus in Afrikaans om 12 uur.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matte black, got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now can't nobody tell me nothing. Tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Riding on a track.